SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
ตั้งแต่ต่อมลง SBS มองลองตามเราอยากสะสื่อเจ๋งแจ้งได้ sbs.com.au/mong
Here is Misha Schubert, the CEO of Super Member of Council. Recently, there's a media release from your organization saying that the government's idea of allowing Australians to access an early super up to $50,000 or $50,000 so they can buy their first home will lead to more cost to the pension and having less retirement nest egg. Could you explain to us why?
So the Super Members Council is a new organisation set up to speak for 11 million of us Australians who have our retirement savings in the super system in Australia. Under Australian law, employers are required to pay 11.5% of people's wages into superannuation that grows and grows across people's working lives to provide for a really dignified and more comfortable retirement once we finish the end of our working lives. Last week, a Senate report in the Australian Parliament proposed to extend policies, so not just to make a change that would encourage young Australians to withdraw up to $50,000 from their super towards the cost of housing, but encourage potentially consideration of bigger amounts even than that, and indeed uncapped amounts. That set of policy proposals is deeply economically reckless because we know from all the credible evidence from credible economists around the country that all that would happen if people were encouraged to take money out of super to put towards a house deposit is that it would just push up house prices. So all that would happen is that people would end up paying even more for the house they were going to buy anyway. And so it would even further put that enormous pressure on house price growth in Australia. Many of the listeners to SBS Radio, people who are more newly arrived in this country, will understand how important it is to try to be in a position where people can get into the housing market. And we desperately want more Australians, more new migrants in Australia to be able to realise that great Australian dream of home ownership. But all these policies would do is push to withdraw super towards housing deposits would ultimately just push up house prices and make that dream even harder for people to attain.
So in your opinion, what should be done in order to tackle this issue?
Well, the urgent task for every policymaker across our country is to dramatically expand the supply of new housing in Australia. We know that the only things that will really get more Australians into homes and more new migrants into homes and push downward pressure on those house prices to make houses more affordable is to expand the supply of housing. So our call to policymakers across the breadth of Parliament is to really focus their policy offerings on how to swiftly expand the supply of housing in this country. That's the responsible path. It's also really important, not just for those individuals and families trying to get into the housing market who cannot afford to see house prices continue to rise in such dramatic ways, but it's also going to have a cost for every taxpayer. So policies that tamper with superannuation, trying to pull money out, ultimately cost all of us who are paying taxes more, because if people have less money in their super at retirement, it means they're more reliant on the age pension, the federal payment that's paid from taxpayers. And so the cost to all Australian taxpayers will rise. So all of the people who are in the workforce across that period of time when more people will be depending on the age pension will have to pay more in taxes, or governments will have to cut valuable services that they provide to the Australian community.
Mm-hmm. Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Greens argued that the Albanese government give a handout to wealthy property investors instead of focusing on building more house. But the Albanese government said that here is our plan, billions of dollars of future house funds, and we also have extra funds to build more house within the next 10 years. This is what we're going to do, but the Greens seems not to agree with it, and you are suggesting otherwise. So it is very complexing here.
Look, there will always be a really vibrant policy debate amongst the parties across the breadth of the parliament on particular housing settings, housing policy settings. I think what we would say as the Super Members Council, with our responsibility to advocate for those 11 million Australians with their retirement savings in super, is that it's really important that we keep super strong, and so that it can do its really important work, which is to provide that money for all of us in retirement so we can retire with a greater standard of living and more dignity. And we also urge parliamentarians of all different hues to work together on expanding housing supply. That is the urgent challenge, and that is where we want to see policymakers focus their efforts. That is the one way that we're going to get more Australians into homes and keep the downward price pressure on house prices, is by policies that expand housing supply.
Mm-hmm. So what is the best way to improve to get more super? And what should Australian migrants, workers, or anyone who have the rights to work in Australia make sure that they have more SuperNets eggs?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. So superannuation was created in Australia 30 years ago as a way of ensuring that people would have money being put away through the course of their working lives, so that when they reach retirement age, they've got a nest egg to start to draw down on that makes sure that people have a more dignified quality of life in those years after they've spent their lifetime working really hard in the paid workforce. That's so important, particularly for people who are born in countries where a system like that doesn't exist. It's great to raise awareness of that system. The more engaged people are with their super, so the more they are checking their pay slips and making sure that that money is going into their super fund and they can see their balances grow, generally the more actively engaged people are, the better they are, better off they are, because it gives you that chance to make decisions at various stages of your life about, you know, should I be putting additional contributions away at various points in your life to make sure that you've got the strongest possible retirement circumstances. So we would encourage all of your listeners to really actively engage with their super, find out more, and keep their eye on their super through their lives. It's a really, really powerful part of what Australia delivers to millions of citizens and people through, and people in the workforce here through the course of our working lives.
Do you have anything to add before we end this conversation?
Look, really important that we keep the super system strong to do its powerful work of providing really strongly for retirement. The way that superannuation works for all of us is that, you know, we put away these modest amounts week in, week out, fortnight in, fortnight out, through the course of our working lives, and over our life, because it is saved for retirement, those savings grow and compound and compound. So you get these multiple compounding returns across 3 and 4 decades of our working life. That's why it's so important that that super system stays strong, to keep delivering those strong growth returns for everyone who earns super in the workforce in Australia. And we really encourage people to be actively involved with their super through their lives.
Do you think that the first homeowner's saving scheme should be more broadly expand nationwide? Like, for example, if I'm saving for my first homeowner, the government can top up instead of assessing super?
Yeah, so there is an existing, as you know, there's an existing first home super saver scheme that, really importantly, what it does is it allows people to make some additional contributions into superannuation towards a home deposit, but not in a way that dips into the super guarantee money, that is the amounts that your employer must pay on your behalf into your superannuation. So it doesn't dip into that important nest egg that's protected for retirement, but it allows people who are accumulating a deposit to do so in a responsible way. That is a really important structural design, because it allows people to do that, to establish a savings pattern, and it doesn't have the effects of other policies that would essentially wash extra market money into the housing market in a way that would be economically reckless and would simply drive up house prices. So that first home super saver scheme does exist now and operates in a much more economically responsible way to help people to accumulate a deposit without breaking either house prices or superannuation.
Thank you so much for your insights into early access to super for first homeowner. Misha Schubert, the CEO of Super Member Council of Australia.
Great, thank you. Okay, cheers.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sam Long Dao Yasa Sujong Long Tao Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Liam Long Tao, Dai Lui Jiao Podcast Tao.